We're the people. If I shut up the sky so that there is no rain, or if I order locusts to devour the land, or if I send an epidemic of sickness among my people, then, if my people who bear my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their evil ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. I attended a church where the leader said that this scripture no longer holds true for the United States. He pointed out that we are not God's holy land, and he believes our time of saving has passed. What about you? Have you abandoned all hope for any kind of restoration in the U.S.? If you were guaranteed to see God move in a powerful way, would you be willing to pray in such a way, humbly, on the knees of your heart, seeking Father's face, forgetting your own desires, determined to follow his ways? I think most of us would probably say yes. Do you believe it is too late for America? That the Bible promise is for a more favored land? If we call ourselves Christians, we declare ourselves his people and bear the name of Christ. Adonai said, "If I find in Saddam 50 who are righteous, then I will forgive the whole place for their sake." Genesis 18:26. He went so far as to say, "For the sake of the 10, I won't destroy it." Genesis 18:31. Father gives us free will, hoping that he will be our choice. The constant distraction of our world makes it difficult to stay focused on Father's desire in our lives. We are at a point where good is considered evil and evil is called good. However, if Father was willing to save Saddam, the epitome of a sinful nation, for only 10 righteous people, don't you believe he would also save America if only a couple of handfuls of righteous people can be found? I believe there is still hope. Eventually, we will be destroyed, but Father waits, listening and watching to see what our hearts reveal. Will we just accept the world the way it is, or will we stand up for Father God by being found on the knees of our hearts, seeking his face in prayer and humble repentance? You will never stand taller than when you are on your knees in Father's presence. Casting Crowns song, Start Right Here, says it well. He will heal our land, but it starts right here.